This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's army said on Saturday it had agreed to help evacuate foreign nationals as sporadic gunfire and airstrikes echoed across Khartoum, despite promises by warring sides to cease fire for 3 days after a week of strife that has killed hundreds. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
A statement citing Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan came after promises by rival Rapid Support Forces leader Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, also known as Hameti, to open airports for evacuations. Reuters News writes that sounds of fighting continued overnight, but appeared less intense on Saturday morning than on the previous day. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The British Defense Ministry said Saturday that Russia is struggling to maintain consistency in a core narrative it uses to justify the war in Ukraine. The narrative is that the invasion of Ukraine is similar to the Soviet experience in World War II. The ministry said another part of the Russian narrative is the rallying cry that there are Nazis in Ukraine. But now Yevgeny Prigozhin, who is the chief of the Wagner Group and also a friend of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has publicly questioned the existence of Nazis in Ukraine. On Friday, the United States said it will start training Ukrainian troops to operate Abrams tanks, while Germany announced it is building a tank repair hub in Poland for tanks deployed in Ukraine. At least 9 people were killed and more than 60 wounded when a triple suicide bomb attack destroyed about 20 buildings in the central Mali town of Savare early on Saturday. This according to a spokesperson for the regional governor. The spokesperson told Reuters all of those killed and wounded in the blasts were civilians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility.